Hundreds of children flock to Stokesdale, North Carolina every summer to attend Camp Carefree. It's for young people living with a chronic illness. Race and Southern Culture reporter Leonita Inge stopped by when the camp was full of children living with sickle cell disease.
Oh, I remember the summers making our way down Carefree Lane and seeing the wide open space, some animals, a swimming pool, and cabins. My youngest son, Timur Berry, has sickle cell disease and enjoyed his time here. It's the perfect playground for any child and for a sick child learning to be independent.
All right, so tell me your name.
Hunter.
Hunter, nice to meet you. Are you excited about camp?
Yes.
Cool.
Hunter Hall is a soft-spoken 11-year-old, maybe because he's going through the worst part of camp, the health check-in, with nurses like Arkea Armstrong from Novant Health.
Do you have to get any blood transfusions or anything?
He's had one in his lifetime.
Only one, but not any this year.
When questions have to be answered about blood transfusions, hospitalizations, medications, mom steps in. Mary Hall of Charlotte says her son Hunter has been very healthy despite his sickle cell.
He's a football player, does any and everything that a healthy child would do. You would never know that he has this chronic illness.
This chronic illness is an inherited disease. Mary Hall and her husband Clifton Hall have sickle cell trait, along with as many as 2 million other people across the country. But in the United States, about 100,000 people are believed to be living with the disease, and most are African Americans, like Hunter. Tell me, what do you like about this camp?
How they talk to you about how you have sickle cell, and they teach you more about your sickle cell and how it works.
The disorder causes red blood cells to be abnormally shaped like a sickle. That makes it hard for the cells to move oxygen throughout the body, causing much pain and even damage to organs. One reason Hunter and about half of the 51 other kids are feeling well enough to attend camp is likely because they take a daily dose of the drug hydroxyurea. Monica Summers has two children with sickle cell, and both are on hydroxyurea.
They are doing great. They're on hydroxyurea. They don't have many sickle cell pain episodes, and they actually have not been in the hospital in 4 years.
Summers is the program director at Piedmont Health Services and Sickle Cell Agency in Greensboro. Just weeks before the start of camp, the Food and Drug Administration approved a new sickle cell drug called Endari.
So that's a really good step that they actually got past the trial part and it's now been approved.
Summers knows a lot about clinical trials. Her 14-year-old son, CJ, was a part of the hydroxyurea trial for several years. But she understands why so many African Americans shun trials. Their mistrust of doctors and researchers runs deep, many still recalling the Tuskegee syphilis experiments going back to the 1930s. It was hard to keep up with 12-year-old Elena Martin at camp. She's forged many lasting friendships over the years.
Most of them, I forgot their names. Michaela, Sinoni.
Elena's parents, James and Sheila Martin of High Point, say their daughter is managing her sickle cell well without taking any daily meds, not even hydroxyurea. And they're not sure they will even try Endari or allow their daughter to be a part of a clinical trial.
No.
No.
Because
that was our whole point at the beginning, to help her immune system develop on its own.
The American Society of Hematology says even though sickle cell patients are living longer, there are still major concerns about their quality of care and treatment options. The new sickle cell drug Endari is the first drug approved for sickle cell patients in almost 20 years. Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.